Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It sure is that time of the show. Unfortunately, Alice could not make it today, so Beth and I are holding the fort down, and we are very lucky. We've got a bit of a different structure today. We usually have guests in the studio, but we're actually trying out something a little bit different. We've got John Tolovai, Nikadrian Peters, Elijah Mavaiga, and they're all on the line here on Zoom. How are you guys today? We're going to try that again. John, can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Amazing. Okay. Don't know what happened there. Things happen here at 95BFM. We have many, many technical difficulty, but we move on and we are very lucky to have you guys on the phone. And we're talking about Ma today, which is set against the backdrop of diasporic Samoan life, reflecting intersectionality of queer identity and the nurturing essence of motherhood. Whew, this sounds like a beautiful show and I'm really looking forward to speaking more about those themes in a moment, but just firstly, do you guys want to speak to a bit about where the idea of Ma came from?
Period. Yeah, I guess I'll take the mantle on that one. Work, Sophie, doing your research. I guess the inspiration of where Ma came from was just, I guess, the navigating the nuanced conversations around motherhood and what that looks like away from a traditional family. It's also, again, just talks about the relationship between me and my own mother, my paternal mother, as well as me being a chosen mother to my chosen children and our chosen family. That's basically, in essence, the inspiration behind this body of work.
Beautiful.
We briefly touched on this with that last question, but to speak to more of an overview of the show, and maybe Nikadrian and Elijah might want to speak to this too, what are some of the key ideas in the work?
Well, I guess some of the ideas we've been exploring in the rehearsals we've had so far has just, I guess, been motherhood, like, all-encompassing. So for me and Elijah, who are sons of John, in this context of Ainga Filifilia, is very much come from the point of view of a child and relationships with our born mothers and the context of a chosen mother. So a lot of exploration, I'll have to say, and it's still very early days.
Of course.
For me and Elijah, it's still been a lot of exploration within a lot of theory work, practical. We've been doing a lot of writing, journaling, and reflection. Tons of reflection and tons of physical work so far, if that answers the question. I'm sorry, I got a little lost there.
No, absolutely. That totally answers the question. And it's so good to have the three of you guys on the phone because we definitely want to talk about kind of the process for creating and devising this piece. As you say, it's still early days, but do you want to talk through a little bit about what that's looked like for you guys?
Yeah, it's been interesting because it is centered around motherhood, as well as us being really, really close to each other. So when you step out of the context of being a family, and when we are devising on the floor, it's such a different space and it's such a different vibe to be around because now we're all artists on the floor, and you sort of detach away from the aspect of being a family, I guess, and that's sort of just the nature of theatre that'll do that to you. It's brought up a lot of conversations between my relation to these boys as their mother, as well as their own relationships with their paternal mothers, and just this quite vast exploration of how those two, a chosen mother and a paternal mother, are actually intertwined and become this big and strong, I guess, entity of what motherhood and what a mothership looks like, I guess.
Yeah. And with each rehearsal, I find that it's constantly changing the intention of the work and the bodies of things that we're creating to ultimately have a final show together. Sorry, I had something in my mind and it slipped. But
it happens.
My mother covered it.
100%.
You've got an incredible creative team behind this show as well. Do you want to share a bit about some of the other collaborators you've worked on?
Yes. Yeah, I'm fortunate to come from a village of some really amazing people. So we have the likes of Joshua Yosefo, who is the lead director and creative behind the Odd Family Collective, who has been a pillar and a plinth for queer Pasifika artists. We also have the lovely Sammy Salsa as our costume designer, who, again, respectfully, just has a CV that speaks for itself. And that's what's lovely about Sammy Salsa is that he is actually my older brother, so he had no choice but to do this with. And then we also have Gussie Valu, who is our producer, and is one of the hardest working girlies out there at the moment, as well as Jake Tupu, who is our cultural advisor. And Jake is, again, somebody down here in Christchurch who is just... I guess pushing forward brown work and brown stories and brown artists here in this area. Yeah, we're just super blessed and we're just glad we have this whole team of different people who have different experiences, but at the core of it is just brown, queer. Most of us are queer, 90% of us are queer, so it's just really nice to have that as a stronghold and then having all these people around us who uphold, amplify and support the work that we're doing.
100%, and community is so important when it comes to things like that. And, you know, of course this show is a part of Auckland Pride Festival, which is very, very exciting. There's a whole plethora of incredible things coming up in light of that. What does having Ma performed at Auckland Pride mean for you guys?
I think for me, well, I'm that 10%.
That's the 10% straight.
I'm the 10%. And I was telling my family the other day at a rehearsal, actually, because of my position in relation to, I guess, the moves that the show could make in the rainbow community and the queer community, is that it's less so about being an ally and more so about coming from the perspective of a son, a friend, someone who loves. And that's the very simplicities of it. And I think that's like the biggest key thing I'd want people to leave with, just the feeling and understanding of it, because it's quite simple. It's like 1 + 1.
And I think for me, because I've been a part of Auckland Pride programs previously and shows, I think what's lovely about this work being a part of Auckland Pride is that it signals that Auckland Pride has been listening. And for so many years prior to this year, this festival coming up, there has been a lack of brown queer representation in their programming. So to have been given this opportunity and to be one of the major events, I think is... I'm trying to not swear, but I think it's bleeping cool.
Bleeping cool.
Bleeping cool.
No, it really is. It really is.
Lastly, a question that we ask all of our guests here on Stage Direction. Where and when can people go see the show?
Period. We will be performing Ma from February 25th to the 1st of March at Q Theatre in the loft space. You might see some really fabulous, amazing billboards of us in Tamaki at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
If you see it, take a photo, tag us. We'd love to live a little bit in our fantasies.
Beautiful.
100%. Well, thank you three so much for joining us. That was John Tolovai, Nikadrian Peters and Lijah Mavega on the line. Thank you so much. That was Stage Direction.
Thank you,
Sophie.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.